All right, man, give me your best nostalgia, like, 80s intro. Like, give me, like, a Michelangelo, like, whoa, dude!
Oh, God. Whoa, God. No, I can't do it. Not under pressure.
Lindsay, give it a try.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, sit it's on
Podzilla it. Podzilla 1985.
Hey, guys, welcome to Podzilla 1985.
Oh, my God, like, totally, we are here in the studio on Broadway.
See, all it took was for Lindsay to give her the motivation, give her the inspiration, then now Mandy is on board.
I just needed the Valley Girl one.
So we're all going to talk like that tonight?
No.
Do we have to?
Yeah. I could do it.
Yeah.
No. But everyone would hate us after.
Yeah, dudette. It's Nostalgia November on Podzilla 1985.
Hang ten, bro.
I quit.
I don't understand how we you equate like nostalgia to just surfer voice. Like,
I don't know how you do that. I don't equate nostalgia to surfer voice.
It's because of Michelangelo.
It's because of Michelangelo.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's fair, I guess.
Welcome to the show, guys. It is Nostalgia November here on Podzilla 1985. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host for the evening. Down at the end of the table, of course, we have the birthday boy, Jesse Kimble.
Woo!
Hey.
That's a birthday.
Why would you do that on my birthday?
It's to celebrate it. Jesse said goodbye to whatever age he was last year, and now it's a new age.
Yep, said goodbye to 29 and hello to 30.
How's the 30
treating?
He's
in the 30 party with
us. Yeah, how's the 30 treating you so far?
So far, so good.
Yeah,
I'm the only lone 20-er.
I'll give you a hint about being in your 30s. I'm in my mid-30s. It feels pretty much exactly like your 20s.
I've been 29 for a month.
You said you've been 29 for a month?
Yeah, his birthday is 1 month after mine.
Oh,
yeah, Mandy.
Next year.
Mandy is exactly 11 months younger than me.
Also, happy birthday to Calvin. He's not here tonight, but it's also his birthday today. So, two members of Podzilla on the same day. That's weird.
That is weird.
It's strange.
Very well, then, strange. Dalton and I are in October, and what, Lindsay and Allie are April?
February.
February.
A day apart.
That's right.
A day apart.
With my brother and,
Yeah. That's one of the many weird things about Lindsay and Allie. Well, actually, all three of you, because you're all three from Pennsylvania.
We know.
You're all three women.
Well.
Shit.
Holy hell.
You all wear clothes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't, and then that's when I get in trouble with the binoculars. Hey, you in the bushes. Speaking of bushes, Lindsay, Wolfgang.
What?
I think Shannon just shared an intimate detail about Lindsay Wolfgang.
Oh, no. It's a turtle shell down there, believe me.
Now he's
now
definitely
I shared an
shared
intimate detail.
Intimate detail.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, not like this is new in any way, shape, or form.
I mean,
your
I was not.
Or me revealing.
You revealing
okay.
secrets.
I don't know if you made that.
Oh, yeah.
Knowledge.
No, him revealing secrets is not new. That particular secret was news to me.
You want to hear the worst of Shannon Young? You talked to Matt Sin. The things I put
oh,
that,
God.
The things I put that boy
the
through.
The first day of his work? The stories you told him?
Yeah.
The story.
Story.
Yeah,
one story
too.
Was all it took.
Yeah, that's all it took to break Matt Sin. He didn't know what to do. That poor awkward kid.
GameStop was back in the day. GameStop
the
was filled with eroticism. I don't know if I should share
that,
story.
One.
No, no, don't.
It involves a shower, two people, and some kind of squirting. Now it could be shampoo. It could be something else.
The conditioner.
Oh, I conditioned her. Whoa! Bang, bang, bang. Lindsay, how you doing?
Hi.
You tried real hard. Let's move past it before you slip any more details.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
There was a couple slips in the shower. One was particularly painful.
God damn it, Shannon. I said stop.
I didn't say it was you.
I know.
It was
the way I'm talking, it sounds like it was me.
Yeah, it was a completely different person. We'll call her L. Wolfgang. No, that's too obvious. Lindsay W. All right. So tonight, here on Nostalgia November, oh, this show is dirty.
Yeah.
Talk dirty to me.
Last night's show was dirty, too, because Asa wasn't there to rein us in.
Okay.
So me and Dalton were just on PW just laying F-bombs out constantly.
You didn't do that on that show.
Well, Asa wasn't there to protect it.
Why didn't Allie do her job?
Because she was drawing bears, or she is a bear or something. I don't know.
But she's not a bear.
She's not actually a bear, but yeah, last night's show was dirty. If you want to hear a PW but without that professionalism, go listen to last night's show. You'll love it. Tonight, we're talking about the olden days because it is Nostalgic November, and we sort of came up with a topic of sorts. Oh, God, I'm clicking the wrong button. Hold on. I clicked the wrong button.
Just fuck up our show.
Our show was fucked up to begin with. Did you hear the intro? Before we get into that, Jesse, let's talk about what happened on Tuesday.
Do we have to?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Missouri, you made the wrong choice.
Yep.
On one thing in particular.
On a couple of things.
Yeah. You did vote down that gas hike, though, so good on you.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck the roads. Couple years, Back to the Future taught me where we're going, we won't even need roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
All the weed passed.
No, just the important one.
Oh, just the important one. Okay. Yeah. But the point is, we're still getting the weeds, right?
Yeah. Okay. Medical marijuana is now officially good to go.
All right. What else happened? What else? Bingo passed, I think.
Yeah.
I think it did, yeah.
That was the most hotly contested non-congressional candidate.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no, that one passed. It was something like 51% to 49% for bingo. The rest of them.
Who doesn't like bingo?
I mean, I think like, because.
It's not really who doesn't like bingo. It was the legality of bingo. Uh-huh.
Well, it was the legality of advertising bingo outside of the facility.
Venue.
Yeah, the venue. And I was actually talking to my roommate about it because it turns out he voted against it. I voted for it. And basically, his thing was, I don't want to be the state that has an amendment about bingo. And my opinion on it was, let them have their goddamn bingo.
Let them have the bingo.
Seriously. Yeah, if the casino can put up fucking billboards every five streets about gambling, why can't we have some bingo?
Old people need something to do.
I mean, let's be fair. All of those people know exactly where and when bingo is happening.
It's like an underground cockfight.
Like I was going to say fight club, but...
Fight club? Well, it's a
you have dicks
fight
on the mind, so...
A cock is a rooster. Cock is a rooster, just for the record. Like, there's not underground clubs where dudes just swing their dicks at each other's dicks for money. Or maybe there is! I don't know!
That's why they're underground.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably a thing.
My friend said he was taking me to cockfighting. I did not expect what I saw. I should have known something was up when King Ding-a-ling fought Sir Sausage. Those are weird names for roosters. I'm gonna say. Anyway, so Holly beat McCaskill. That happened. Yep.
Yeah, it sure did.
But if you went out and voted, at least, hey, good on you for voting. Yeah.
Yeah. Bingo, for the record, was more hotly contested than Claire McCaskill versus Holly.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, there was a larger gap between those two.
I want to be completely honest. I did do two write-in candidates. I voted for both Dexter Roswell.
Oh, yeah.
And Parker Hendricks.
I wish I had saw that. So, like, on the ones I didn't know, I would have put him.
Well, I was going to. All right, so. You know, not to get too much into politics. I don't know legally if we can talk about it too much, but I think we can. There were so many unopposed Republicans running that I was just going to fill in a name for all of them. And I got to like the third one and I was like, fuck this. This is too much. I don't have time for this. I got to get to work in a couple minutes because when I got there, we went to go vote. Lindsay and I went together. Lindsay went and just voted. And no problem. I go up there. They bring up my info on the screen. They scan my ID. And they go, is this correct? And I looked. And I wasn't paying attention to the address. I just said, yeah, that's me. Because I just saw the name. They're like, is this you? So then something beeped. And they were like, oh, are you sure this is all correct? And I was like, well, no, the address isn't. Because we moved a little while ago. And they did not know what to do. They froze and stared at each other. And then they started talking like, yeah, he already signed it. He said it was him. He signed it earlier.
I was like,
I didn't sign anything. What are you talking about? I didn't sign anything. So then I had to go to a separate place. And I had to have identification showing my new address.
Address change place. Yeah.
Should have just lied and said, yeah, I still live there.
Which
it literally does not matter.
Well, I mean, it must have because it dinged.
That's because, never mind.
It probably did. Like,
because they wouldn't let me vote. Otherwise,
the only reason that it would have dinged, I can't think of any reason that the poll pad dings.
Well, I say ding, it said no, like there was a problem. It didn't actually ding, but like it stopped me from voting. And they were like, if I didn't have any ID showing where I live now, I couldn't vote.
You could do a provisional ballot.
Well, thankfully, I still had my ring announcer's license in my wallet.
Nice,
so they were like, oh, it's from the state of Missouri too. I'm like, damn right it is. You guys need an announcer? I'm already paid up, so I got to vote. Now it was all good. Yeah. And Lindsay is showing me what are you showing me?
There's a Charmander if you still need one.
I do. I should probably get him. Before we get into the topic of the night, I want to nominate our motherfucker of the week. And the motherfucker of the week is the White House. Just the entire White House. You heard about what happened with Jim Acosta?
Yes.
Yeah, the CNN reporter.
But I don't know the details.
So basically, CNN reporter Jim Acosta, who is a not favorite of Donald Trump because he asks really hard questions and confronts Trump regularly. Mm-hmm. He's in the press corps. It was after the election. They're asking questions, and he asks a question that apparently President Trump didn't like, and he said, he got very irritated with him. He tried to ask a follow-up question because other people ask follow-up questions, and Trump told him no, shut him down, CNN should be ashamed of you, and an intern tried to take the microphone from him, mm-hmm. and he just he held onto the microphone, asked his question, and then let it go. Well, after the fact, they revoked his press credentials, which means he can't be there for the press corps of the White House. Then put out a retweeted or whatever a video from InfoWars of all fucking places, and accused him of striking the intern. And they said they would not tolerate abuse.
That wasn't an intern. That was.
And she tried to take the mic like 4 times.
Shit! What is her name?
You're thinking of Sarah Sanders. Sarah Sanders is the one that put this out. She's not the one that grabbed the mic.
No. I don't think the girl was an intern though. Huckabee was the one that posted like the video that was doctored to shit, making it look like
where they sped up the video to make it look like he actually struck the girl.
Right.
But everyone that was there said no, he did not, and vouched for him.
Yeah, and the video that actually went around was very clear that like he just kind of pulled the microphone away a little bit and then mm-hmm. said, "Ma'am, I'm trying to talk here."
Right. And they cut that part out where he called her ma'am and kind of apologized.
Right.
Said he was doing. So the White House puts out this, authorizes this doctored video, and they revoked his press credentials. Fox News is having a fucking field day, of course, because they're state-run media at this point. And I think it's ridiculous. And I don't want to go off too much on it, but as a journalist, as someone who studied journalism, I went to school for journalism, I've done journalism for many, many years, I'm extremely offended by it. I think it's terrible that the president has the power to revoke access because he disagreed with what the guy was saying.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. He was taking criticism. He didn't like it. Now the guy's gone.
I mean, there's got to be something that's like...
No. No, there's...
Not even for freedom of speech?
No. No, it's... there's nothing... I mean, there's nothing that he can be... He can't get in trouble for what he did, revoking press credentials. He has the right to do that. But he's just... Not only did he revoke Jim Acosta's press credentials, he also was very... He called a black woman racist for asking a question about, white nationalism.
Yeah.
It was all over the fucking map. And again... This is the part that I wanted to get to. Like, one, it's a shame for the country that this is how we are treating the free press. But if you are a Trump supporter who you're happy and you're a Republican and you're happy about, that your guys have won so much in the past 2 years, I ask you, at what cost does your victories come at? At what cost before, our liberties and our freedoms and stuff like that? Do you go enough is enough? It's not worth these small victories where in the long term we're going to damage the reputation of the United States for years, decades to come at this point. It's only been 2 years, and think of all the things that has happened in the past 2 years.
Seriously.
with this madman, this dictator. It's insane. And I really hope, I'm not going to tell you that you're an idiot if you support the man, because I know a lot of people that I like that support Donald Trump. But I'd really ask you to reevaluate your situation, reevaluate what you think is acceptable as an American, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. That's all I ask. Because if this was the opposite, if this was President Obama that did the same thing to a Fox News reporter, if this was President Obama that said these things, would you be as supportive as you are of Donald Trump? And I think you will find the answer is no. And that means that you're strictly, you're tolerating it because of your party. And that's a mistake. If President Obama did any of this, I would call him out just the same. That's all I want
to
say.
I saw a link of to impeach him, and 5 million people signed it. I don't know if it's actual legit link because it's the internet and stuff.
Well, I mean
there's a change.org petition that went around, but it goes around pretty frequently.
Right. People can demand his impeachment all they want, but that's not going to
do anything.
It's not going to do anything. You can't. And maybe you should be able to do that, because, I mean, government should be afraid of their people, not the other way around.
Exactly.
It's a classic quote. I know that Jeff Sessions resigned. He resigned yesterday at the request of Donald Trump, apparently. And they've already put a new guy, an acting one in. I forget his name, but he has been critical of the Mueller probe into the Russian election scam.
So was Sessions.
Yeah, yeah. But Sessions recused himself.
Yeah.
And that's why Donald Trump hated him. This guy doesn't have to recuse himself. He could literally shut it all down if he wanted to. Both sides, Republicans and Democrats, said that's a huge mistake. But obviously, it's very clear to me at this point that Donald Trump can do whatever he wants and not get in trouble for it. This is a man that has lied, that has cheated. He still hasn't released his taxes. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that has done whatever he wants, and everyone tolerates it that's in power because they don't want to be out of power. Mm-hmm. And that is disgusting, absolutely disgusting. The Mueller probe is wrapping up. Apparently, he's doing his final stuff now. We'll see what happens in the next couple of days. But again, if you're an American, Republican or Democrat, please reevaluate the situation, and you ask yourself, what, as an American, is right? Is this how we want to treat each other? Is this how we want to be seen by the world? Ask yourself that. All right. Well, that was way too serious for me.
That's fine.
I did that whole thing without one cock joke or saying the F word.
You also did it without yelling, which is good for you for
this point, topic. At this point, it's really gotten to, like, I'm no longer angry or, like, rage angry. I would like to appeal to people's common sense, because clearly yelling isn't doing anything.
No.
So maybe if people really look at what's going on, like, take yourself out of the party, maybe you'll change your mind. Any other news of notes before we move on to the topic? Anything we wanted to talk about? Jesse went to Coheed and Cambria last night for his birthday. Went with our good friend Cody Sandusky,
yep,
who is a friend of the show and former on-air talent. We love Cody. You said it was amazing.
It was a fantastic show.
That's your second time seeing Coheed?
Yes.
First time you got to meet Claudio, which was very, very cool.
Yes. And it was my profile picture on Facebook for years.
And I think your profile picture that you have on there now has also been for years, and I'm waiting for you to change it.
Not all of us change it every 4 days like you.
It's true. I just don't really care about my profile picture. So as long as I'm in there, it's fine.
Mine's with lights, and it's probably stay there for a while.
I like to change mine up occasionally. It keeps me fresh. But also, I sometimes feel like I have ADHD, and I have to constantly change things around everywhere, at the store, on my Facebook. If I sit still for too long without messing with stuff, I feel like I go insane. Lindsay, new news.
Yes.
No, I'm asking.
There was another terrible shooting today.
Yeah, in California.
Why'd you have to bring that up? I was trying to keep the show happy.
No, you said new news, and that's the only thing I've noticed.
I haven't read enough into it. I know that it was a military person that did it.
Yeah, they said he had PTSD.
Yeah. 12 or 13 people died at a bar in California.
Yeah, including one of the officers that got there first.
Yeah.
He apparently lived with his mom, and she knew he had anger issues and, like, kicking the walls and stuff like that and tear up the house is what the one article that I read said. And yeah, they said, like, he was dressed in all black and just kind of went in there and kept shooting. He shot, like, turned to the, like, the left or right and shot, like, a cashier
with a handgun.
Started shooting up front and a bodyguard. And people said one guy was, like, counting the shots. And so when it stopped, he told them to start busting out the windows and clear out, and, like, was helping people out and stuff like that.
He died at the scene, by the way. The shooter.
Yeah,
they found him dead at the scene. So,
I think he shot himself.
Yeah. Which is what happens often in situations.
And they said
that
he legally obtained the gun, which I feel like if you have PTSD, then you shouldn't be allowed a gun. If you were, especially being in the army like that, and you would have, like, if you would have flashbacks and you have a gun handy.
Yeah, mental issues should disqualify you.
It's funny, though, because I think one of the first things President Trump did was roll back the restrictions on people with mental issues buying guns.
I read something with this new amendment.
We talked about that.
We did.
Is that if you have to check that you take medical marijuana, you can't get a gun now? Is that right?
I don't know about that, but that would be ridiculous if that's true.
I mean, that sounds like something that would be true with how things are going currently.
Although, last bit of politics, I promise, then we'll get on to happier things. The Democrats did take the House.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Republicans kept charge of the Senate, so now it's
split. They actually gained 2 seats.
They gained 2 seats in the Senate, but they lost the House.
Yep.
So it was a very...
And over 100 women got elected.
Yeah, LGBT, the youngest woman ever.
One of the things that I saw that made me really happy, if Tuesday's got you down, just remember that Mike Pence is going to have to swear someone in with the Quran.
Yes. And didn't the owner of the bake shop that denied the gay couple a cake, didn't one of the gay couple like win?
Well, no, I don't think it was one of the gay couple, but yeah, a gay man won.
Yeah,
won the election. So now they have to the guy who denied the gay couple mm-hmm. now lives in a state where a gay person is
yes,
in charge.
That's yes, that's what it was.
The craziest thing that happened is I swear to God, this is the last bit of political info. Dennis Hoff, you know the name Dennis Hoff?
It sounds yeah, familiar.
He was the not Dennis Hoffman. That's the actor.
I'm not
okay. No, he was awesome. He was awesome. Great actor. He was in Mario Brothers.
Uh-huh.
He was Cooper. No, Dennis Hoff was the pimp, the former pimp, and the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada, who ran
there. I remember this.
Yeah.
But then he died.
He died
a couple of weeks ago. He won.
He won, yeah.
He won, and here's why he won, and someone explained it to me, and it makes sense. So Republicans weren't going to vote for him while he was alive because of the pimping and the prostitution and stuff like that. It looks bad against Republicans, right?
Mm-hmm.
But once he died, if he won, they could put someone else in his place, whoever they wanted. So the Republicans came out in droves and voted for Dennis Hoff, even though he was dead, because they knew now
how
clear
was
conscience.
How is his name still on the ballot at that point? If someone dies, why would their name still be on the ballot? I don't understand
that.
You
could put someone else
in it's a weird
your party
it's,
still
yeah,
is represented.
I'm guessing it's because it's so deep into the election that you would have no time to run a new candidate.
Yeah, because basically the Republicans would have to have another primary election.
Right. So this way they could run the same guy and if he won.
Wouldn't it just default to the other person that lost?
You would think
it
so.
It should.
Yeah.
It absolutely should, but it for some reason doesn't.
Well, is that the guy that lost by like 1.2%, but he made the rule if it's like more than 1%, you don't do a recount?
That I don't know.
I read
that I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, that is a thing somewhere, but yeah. I don't know if that's the same race.
Okay. Are you asking if Dennis Hoff created that?
No. Some guy lost by like 1.2%, but when he was in office, he made
a
rule.
Oh, he made it where you... Yeah, okay.
And then so now it backfired on him.
I knew one. I know one guy who lost the vote by 3 million and still became...
More than that.
And still became president, so...
It was way more than that.
Mm. Okay, let's stop talking about politics for the five people that are still with us tonight. Although I thought the politics talk was probably the best we've done in a long time without
Seriously.
Getting like super angry. Let's talk about...
That's true.
We're going to talk tonight about growing up because I assigned Lindsay the job of figuring out a topic. She
and
failed
I
at that
failed.
Job. So then I threw out... Let's talk
to
about
To be fair,
fashion.
I talked with my mom on the phone for like 3 hours this afternoon.
We should have asked her. She was alive back then. How long has she been your mom?
My whole life.
Long term. We decided to talk about fashion because I thought we can get
it's
some
something
funny,
different.
Yeah, we can get some funny stories out of that because I know me personally, I had a bad fashion sense growing up. In fact, I still have a bad fashion sense because I went from really outlandish outfits where I was trying to be cool to now where I'm just completely lazy. Wife beater, hoodie, jeans. Go for it.
Accurate.
But who the fuck am I trying to impress at this point? I'm 44 years old. I ain't got no insurance. I lost my shins. So I will start
it's
the
Cotton Young over there.
I will start the conversation off. Oh, you want to talk about bad fashion and the Young family? People often ask me why don't you associate with your family? Why don't you talk to them? Well, one incident, and unfortunately, this was my father and my uncle, and they both passed away, and I actually liked them, but. Part of the reason I don't like being a Young, and I wish I could change my last name too, they wore, when I was a kid, I was with my mom at the diner she worked at, which is in Caro. I hope Tanner's listening to this, because he'll get a chuckle. My dad and my uncle come in aprons, and in front of everybody, I don't know how, this is really offensive. Can I say this really offensive thing, or should I tone it down?
Go for it.
I mean, it is AD.
Yeah, but this is like...
I think I know this story, and as long as it's prefaced with, like, this is something your dad wore, and you do not support this.
This is something my dad and my uncle wore. My dad wore an apron that said house nigger, and my uncle wore a apron that said field nigger. And,
wow.
Yeah.
You could have said N-word.
That's what I asked! That's what I asked before I said the story! Should I tone it down? And you said, go for it! This is on your head!
I thought that you were asking if you should say what it said.
This is on your head, Kimball.
Nah.
But to be fair, I am just quoting what they said, that what they wore. And I feel like you really need to hear it to get the impact. If I would have said field N-word, everybody would have been like, oh, that's awful. But when you hear the word and how disgusting it is.
And you picture that on the apron. Like, you already can see it.
Yeah, no,
like,
this said the full thing of what I said. And my mom was absolutely horrible. petrified and horrified. And that's why I love my mother, because my mother didn't go for those shenanigans. My mother was a pure soul. My father was a bastard. And my uncle just kind of went along with what my dad said, obviously. But yeah, they wore that into the restaurant, and everyone, well, I'll be honest, everyone laughed because it was racist as fuck. And the area we're from was racist as fuck. Sorry, Tanner. Tanner, I know you have a connection to this. Tanner didn't do anything about it, by the way. But Tanner was like 6, I think, at the time. And he was still 5'4". Because he's been a fucking giant for his entire life. But yeah, so that maybe that put bad fashion in my head already. Or racism. I don't know. I don't want to talk anymore. Mandy, tell us about your fashion. Or don't. It's one or the other.
It wasn't the greatest. I know for a while, just kind of wore whatever was comfy. I specifically remember one time this older girl by like 3 or 4 years that, you know, would be in the preppy clique. She was like, "Why do your clothes never match?" And I just wear things that are comfortable.
You pulled your headphone aside. You turn. You pause, skater girl. And you said,
I still don't do that great with confrontation. So, like, little me is just like popular girl, and there's me, and I'm like, I don't.
Did you apologize?
No. I was just like, I don't know. I just wear what's comfy, and then I like look to my friend to like not look at her and hope she would just walk off because she was a bitch.
What's her name? Put her on blast.
Her name was Katie W. Okay. Wessel.
Damn, I think W's fine.
I think that was it.
That kind of happened to me too. Not the exact same thing, but when I was younger, I always had generic shoes because my parents couldn't afford good shoes. And like, I was in gym class. I remember one dude just like, "Damn, look at them new Nikes." And they were just like fucking destroying me over my shoes because they were like dollar store shoes.
And I never talked to this girl either. I would just sit with my friend Rachel.
Sorry, I'm poor.
And she's just like, one day it was just like, "Ah," and I was like, "Bah. I don't know, bitch. What does it matter to you? I'm like younger than you. I'm not any competition."
What are you talking about? She went rawr while you were sitting with your friend.
Mandy's just still looking back on that, like kind of pissed off about it. Like,
Mandy went to school with a pterodactyl, clearly. Let's transition this from like talking about fashion to just talking about our school life. I think that could be even more fun.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's probably better because I wore like the same outfits, I feel. I didn't have that many. I can't recall anything crazy that I wore.
I never wore anything crazy.
I wore those bell bottoms or flare jeans.
I miss my flares.
Lindsay likes
flare
jeans.
I hate them now. Like, I wear skinny jeans like a motherfucker. If I ever had those, I would cut them off.
Skinny jeans up top, but then they flare out at your feet, and I like them.
I hate them now. I only wear, I couldn't even do boot cut, really. The skinny.
I personally preferred when girls would wear the jeans that went over their shoes instead of the ones that went into them. Because all the girls that I was semi-interested in would wear skater shoes.
Like that?
It's
Mandy
not so bad.
Mandy just presented her foot to Jesse.
Because she's wearing some Chucks. I think that's what I saw.
Yes.
She's wearing some Chucks. Most of the girls that I was interested in would wear skater shoes and shit. And I don't know why, but when a girl would wear skinny
DC's,
jeans and then it would go down to a big ass pair of DC's, Vans, Etnies, whatever.
Yeah.
They
got your motor running?
It just looked weird. No.
Oh, okay.
It looked
opposite,
weird as shit.
Okay.
See, I feel that way when people wear tennis shoes with skirts. I'm like, no.
That's kind of hot,
no.
though. Yeah, that's kind of
for the
cute.
Longest time, I thought skinny jeans make people look like that huge fucking feet. And that's why I hated them at first. I was like, no, this covers half my foot, so it's fine, but now I'm used to it, and that's all I can wear.
Well, I grew up in the era that
skinny jeans, because they don't freaking make flares anymore, and boot cut is not the same.
I wore JNCOs.
I also wore JNCOs.
Pat had a pair too.
Which was the style at the time.
I never did wear the JNCO shorts, though, that went to mid-shin.
I couldn't do the pants.
Those were weird as shit.
Why couldn't you do the pants?
Because I had that weird thing that if I wore baggy clothes, I felt like I was fat.
Yeah, but you were a girl.
Yes.
You're supposed to wear skin-tight clothing.
But all of my other friends were the opposite. They're like, no, baggy clothes make me feel skinny. I'm like, no, they make me feel fat.
They make me feel fat, too. But I also noticed that when I wear skin-tight outfits, it also makes me look fat. So I have to choose between one or the other. I'd rather feel it and wonder if people know, or as opposed to showing them.
Putting it on full display.
Right. Hey, look at me. I'm proud of my body. No, I'm not. I didn't wear anything crazy until college. In high school, I was very much just no. You remember those shirts, the short sleeve shirts that had the little alligator on them?
Uh-huh.
I wore those a lot.
The polo?
Yeah. Thought it was cool. In college, I got really nuts. I started wearing like the trench coats. I thought that was awesome. Long hair trench coat. I wore the poet shirt. There's a picture of me on Facebook.
The frilly shirt.
The frilly poet shirt, the pirate shirt. Mm. And I'm also wearing like a denim jacket over it. Oh, I thought I was so cool.
Yeah, I just wore like Jeanco jeans and other just like baggy ass jeans until I discovered khaki cargo shorts.
And then it's all khaki.
And I was, well, it was just like, these are ridiculously comfortable. And holy shit, the pockets.
I went through a phase where I only wore jeans, and then I found khakis, and I was like, whoa! And then I was like, I fucking hate khakis, and would go back to jeans. I don't know why. I remember it was like fifth grade. I don't know specifically why I remember this, but I remember going through this phase.
I hated jeans for the longest time, but then I started getting made fun of for not wearing jeans.
Sometimes I miss the swooshy pants. Are like,
no, when you walk.
I used to wear those.
Industrial pants. I wore those so much. Like, got made fun of.
Like the athletic ones.
Oh, just that like
that. You'd have like the matching tracksuit type deal.
Yes.
And you'd walk and it would make that noise.
Yes.
Rub against each other. Oh, I love it. Because they're so breezy and cool. And
yes.
Yeah.
Or the ones that had the snaps and you just rip off your pants. Those were awesome as well.
I had a pair of khakis like that.
Yeah.
I think that they, you got
the
me.
Breakaway
they,
pants.
They zipped off at the bottom. And
yeah. Yes. I could zip off my khaki pants and they turned into khaki shorts.
Yeah, that's different than what she's talking about.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
Okay. Those
she's
are
talking
awesome.
About breakaways.
They need to make those more.
Seriously.
Those were the best.
Well, all girls wear nowadays, it's just tights or leggings.
Yeah.
That's all I see. And Matt Sin loves that. Matt Sin appreciates that. I like a girl in jeans, personally.
I mean, you still see a lot of girls. Basically, you see jeans, yoga pants, and booty shorts.
Yoga pants is what I mean mostly. It's all yoga pants. I like apple-bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
I used to rock what I used to call my winter shorts, which was basically just denim shorts over top of leggings.
And that's...
with, like, knee-high socks.
Very 90s of you right there.
No.
Yeah. Fashion hasn't been kind to me at all.
I remember it was like when Adidas was huge and they had that one like winter coat that like everyone had and it had like the big logo on the back.
I think
it was,
I
like,
had that coat.
It was like a bright blue one or something.
Yeah.
I think there's a couple and I finally got one. And I was like, oh my God, this is the coat.
That's how I felt
until Carhartts came.
Boy, I love Carhartts.
I went back to high school once. My mom like surprised me. She got me a pair of Shaqs, like black and white Shaqs for school. And I remember going back because they had teased me about my shoes. And I walked into school fucking bouncing my head around because here I am wearing my Shaqs.
Yeah.
And they still made fun of me for it. Like, those are funny looking Jordans.
Yeah.
Like, it's Shaq. Isn't that good enough?
No. Nah.
Shaq is like Shaq Fu.
Shaq to Jordans is like Kmart to Walmart.
God, well, it's a step up from, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
I might as well have worn like fucking potato bags on my feet taped up.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, for a long time, my tennis shoes were like fucking Starter or whatever cheap ass brand that I could get from Walmart.
I think we've mentioned it before. Starter was like my entire closet.
Yes,
yeah.
But it was the worst. We got,
except for those jackets.
Once the school Starter year, we got to pick out a new pair of shoes, but that had to last you as long as possible. And you couldn't wear them until school started. But I remember one year I got the high top orange Converse and I wore them in this. Popular girl was like, oh, I like your shoes. And like a week later, this bitch had them. And I was like, God damn it. These are the only fucking shoes I have over anybody. And then all these people like, oh my God, I love your shoes. And I'm like brooding in the corner because like the one cool thing I fucking had that was in style.
I assumed.
You cunt, muffin.
See, I never cared about that.
I don't know. I thought the story was going to be that she said nice shoes and you immediately darkened up and you were like, what does that mean? You fucking cunt.
Like it's Mean Girls. I know that you don't mean that. You're going to turn around and say, that thing is so ugly.
Fucking with me. Well, Lindsay, what did you wear? Tell us about your high school life.
You're so popular, you didn't care?
Well, she didn't. She could buy friends with as much money as her family had. They invite them out to the ranch, ride horses.
I wish I had horses, other than the plastic ones in my bedroom.
I feel like we're bullying Lindsay right now.
You always bully me.
We always bully
I was Lindsay. Bullied all through school, the too.
Queen.
So.
She got bullied more than you.
No,
that's not true. I got bullied real bad.
Oh, no, you did. You got bullied way worse.
I was super popular in grade school, like extremely popular. The moment I hit high school, that shit went down.
The moment I hit like sixth grade is when that shit was like, you'd be friends with person fifth grade, sixth grade,
that's when the click started.
And I was like, okay, cool. We didn't talk last year at all.
Yep.
Solid.
Yeah.
You see, for me, it was very much the opposite.
Seventh grade was when all my friends turned on me for like 2 months.
My friends never turned on me because I didn't have friends, I found out. All the friends I thought I had, I don't talk to a single one of them now. I have like one that's on my Facebook, and that's Lloyd Jordan. And Lloyd was awesome. I like Lloyd a lot, but we didn't really hang out a ton. But like all my other friends either turned into like extremists, like my friend Abed, you know, turned into like a kind of political extremist, which I guess you get accused me of, but not as bad as him. I don't talk to them anymore.
Or drug dealers.
Or drug dealers, or dead, or drug addicts, yeah. Fucking Meridian, man.
Yep. And though they
tell you horror stories.
In elementary school, I was bullied quite a bit, but I hit my growth spurt real early. So by the time I got to like sixth grade, I felt, you know, I felt kind of like I'm sure Tanner has his entire life. Like I was just way bigger than everybody else.
You realize you were bigger than everybody else, yeah.
So nobody picked on me because that would be foolish. So, you know, I actually started getting a lot more friends in middle school until the end of middle school when my friends sold me out. And that was the one time I got in-school suspension in my entire, like, scholastic career.
Oh, what did he do? I'm curious.
It's kind of a long story. You sure you want to know?
Can you knock it down a little?
Probably.
All right. Give us the Cliff Notes version.
So basically, yeah, me and my friend Brad, this was a intramural academic team thing. We were, he and I were on one of, like, the more competitive teams. There were, like, three teams that were really good. And we were fucking with my other friend that was on the other team that was really good, saying that we were going to poison him with Epsom salt.
Jeez.
Which is, I guess
it was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke. And it's also like, it's not super dangerous. It's just a potent laxative. And yeah, we were just making jokes about it. My friend Brad had some because he was an athlete, so he had athlete's foot. Epsom salt, good for that shit. And he just brought a bag in, and occasionally, like, we would see Elias around, and Brad would just kind of dangle it.
Like teasing him?
Yeah, just like teasing him. Just like, and making Elias just paranoid of fucking every drink he took.
So you made that man live in terror, is what you're saying.
I mean, a little bit. Like, he knew we were fucking with him, mostly. We weren't actually going to do it. But then, so another guy... this motherfucker I'm going to put on blast because I know everybody that I know from New Madrid hates this dude. Dude's name is Nick Darter. Fuck this guy. Putting you on blast, Nick piece of shit Darter.
Jesus.
So he concocts this plan to get me and Brad in trouble where he wants to put one of the other guys down because it was the other really good team. So he brings us over his milk in lunchtime. Me and Brad put the salt in the dude's milk. And yes, that was a mistake. And as soon as like we did it when the dude went to the bathroom, as soon as the dude got back, he was like, "Hey, guess what, guys? You're disqualified from the academic team tournament." And they ratted us out. We got in trouble. Both of us had in-school suspension. Hilariously, we did not get disqualified, and we did beat his team.
Fuck yes.
So, yeah, fuck that guy. But, yeah, though, we spent the very last day of school. It was a half day, both of us in-school suspension.
I got suspended a lot in school. Actually, no, I only got suspended twice, but I had a lot of detentions, mostly for fighting.
But the point of that story is everybody in our immediate friends group except me and Brad knew what was going to happen. Like, they were trying to talk us out of it, but they didn't tell us why. They could have told us, like, they're setting you up, but they didn't because they're dicks.
I also got set up in high school, and I think I've told this story on the show, but for those of you that are new to the program and you want to hear some funny Shannon stories, when I was in high school, I got into it with this kid, John Mathis, and I put him on blast, too. He's a nice guy, and nothing against John. Like, we were both in a bad situation in this, but... I went to I don't remember how the fight started. We started arguing, and then I was going to push him, and he kept pushing me back with his foot, and I thought that was the end of it. This was at PE. I thought that was the end of it. Well, then this one dude comes up to me, and he was like kind of the school troublemaker. You know, he was a thug. He was not a good person.
Yeah.
And he told me, I heard that if you don't fight John, all those black guys over there are going to beat your ass. And I look over and all the black guys are staring at me. And I was just like, all right, well, my path is chosen. So I walk up to John after class and I throw a punch at him. And he just like socks me in the eye twice. And I finally get behind him and throw some punches. They separate us. And he called and apologized to my house. And I apologized to him. And I got suspended for it. And he got suspended. But yeah, that was a bad, bad situation. I don't miss high school at all.
I don't either.
High school was misery for me.
Oh, high school was way better. Middle school sucked. High school was awesome.
Middle school was great.
I will agree. Middle school was worse than high school.
How?
Because I didn't like wearing jeans and I got made fun of. That's where I got made fun of for not immediately like shaving my legs in sixth grade.
There was a girl that I knew in fifth or sixth grade that me and my friend Josh knew. And in class, I don't know if she had a crush on us or if she was just stupid or what, but in class, when the teacher wasn't looking or whatever, she would get our attention. And when we'd look over, she would pull her shirt down and show us her chest.
Huh.
Damn. Middle school was awesome.
No.
I mean, looking back on it, no.
I got made fun of on the bus. Yeah, it was just middle school sucked.
Middle school was great. High school sucked because that's when everybody got to be like violent dicks. Or maybe it was just my school.
That was just your school.
It wasn't a bad school.
My worst thing in high school was getting harassed to draw people anime porn.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But I did very much contemplate drawing the two of them together if I went to my high school reunion. But seeing that my class gave us like a month's notice, it didn't happen.
You act like you didn't have a good high school experience, though.
No, high school wasn't as bad. But
remember that
I
guy made that website
of,
for you?
Let's not think about that.
Well, I'm not going to think about it. I'm going to talk about it.
No, please don't.
He.
I can finally listen to that song again.
Which,
don't.
Which song was it?
It's from Sailor Moon, the English version.
Which song? My Only Love?
Mm-hmm.
And he put that on the website?
Unfortunately.
He made a just website dedicated to Lindsay.
I think I remember hearing about this.
He was so in love with her. Why don't you give the guy, what's his name? You want to put him on blast?
No.
Jesus. This is a touchy subject.
She didn't even give him the time of day.
Like, I only had one girlfriend in high school. Her name was Brandy. And she was a girl that I had a crush on before. Her actual name is Brandanda, which is the
Brandanda.
Dumbest fucking name.
It's like they couldn't decide what they wanted to name her, so they just smashed some things together.
Jeffeth.
She was
Jeffeth did not win, by the way.
I He's had probably such consoling a... in Brandita. That's not the right name, but I wish I could
Brandanda.
Roll my R's.
Brandanda. Hope she doesn't listen to the show. I had a big crush on her. She left. She came back completely different. I guess she found out what sex was. So we started dating, and she's like, "Hey, if you stand up on the tables at lunchtime, I'll suck your dick." And I was like, "No,
nothing about that sounds
not gonna
funny.
Do that at all." Yeah. So that was
she just was she saying that like you stand up on the table, she'll just pull your pants down.
No, I have to stand up on the table and pull my dick out, and she would do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right
okay.
there in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Which I declined.
You don't want that glory?
No. That's not a glory I needed.
No.
I wanted less attention.
You'd have to be real
that's,
secure.
That's
and,
about how I felt. Like, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I still don't do attention.
Yeah, Jesse, I didn't have that confidence. I wasn't swinging ding-a-ling down there, so. So
you say you weren't King Dingling?
I wasn't Sir Sausage.
You would definitely have been suspended for a while on that one.
Pretty sure I would have been expelled.
Yeah, most likely.
That. Yeah,
both of you would have been expelled for that shit.
Yeah. Well, and plus I was Goody Two Shoes, so I wouldn't have done anything like that anyway.
I was also Goody Two Shoes in high school.
Yeah, I was Goody Two Shoes up until her.
Same. I never even tried to skip. I always went to school.
I never skipped
like
either.
Once.
I never skipped because I never had like. What would I have done if I had skipped? I lived in Mound City. What the fuck was there to do? Although yeah. My dad once, he did come pick me up from school. I think I've also told this story, but again, we're relaying for new people.
Yeah.
My dad came to school and they called me to the office and my dad said, "We have to go." I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Your mom's in the hospital." And he made it like sound really bad and I'm freaking out and we get in the car and he's like, "No, we're going to go buy you a computer."
Nice.
Thanks, Dad. Give me a heart attack.
The closest I ever came to like any kind of skipping... Because I didn't even skip on senior skip day.
I did that. Mom and I went shopping at the outlets.
Nice.
I mean, my entire senior year was skip day because I was homeschooled at that point. So I just didn't pick up my book that day.
The closest thing we ever came to. So at my school, we did this thing, and it's a lot of the local schools do youth and government day. pretty much all of the schools in Cape Girardeau County participate. They send a couple of students in, they shadow somebody in local government.
And that it is, sounds boring.
It's kind of neat. You get to learn about the process a little bit.
Democracy.
Yeah, now that I... Never mind.
No. What was that?
No, don't worry about it.
I was going to reveal something,
and I don't want to reveal it on the air. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So, when I was a kid, it was supposed to be just sophomores and juniors, but they needed more kids to do it, more kids to sign up. So, me and two of my friends that were seniors signed up. And we actually got like our pick of whatever position we wanted, and we took positions of power. Like I think we were all three commissioners, and I was the presiding commissioner. What I didn't know is that the presiding commissioner is supposed to give a speech at the end of Youth and Government Day, and I was like, ah, goddamn, I don't want to do that. So we staged a like it was supposed to happen like everybody gets lunch, and then they're supposed to give a speech. So what happened was I went to the bathroom and my other two friends that were seniors, both of them went to our teacher and was like, Jesse's really sick. Like he just threw up. We're going to take him home if that's okay. And because all of us were like, you know, goody two shoe kids, these two girls telling my teacher that they're like, oh no, get him home safe. Oh, this is terrible. Blah, blah, blah. And then we went and got Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes.
Mrs. Limbaugh, if you're listening, I doubt you are. But if you are.
I'm sorry.
I am sorry-ish.
God. It reminds me of when we were in college and Chad skipped.
I know where this is going.
Chad skipped Miss Holmes' class. She was like one of my favorite teachers. I had her for interpersonal communication and English and stuff. And he skipped her class, but he still came to school and like hung out. So she starts walking down the hall. It was lunchtime and we were at the food area, and she starts walking by and he sees her. So he ducks down and hides under the table as she walks by. And I'm a dick. So I was like, Miss Holm, here's Chad. And I picked him up. I was like, did he skip your class today? And she's like, Chad, come here. And they had like a 10-minute talk. He was so pissed at me.
You said this was in college?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I skipped in college all the goddamn time.
I skipped in college all the time, too. In fact, I would have gotten an A in my speech class, but I got a B because I skipped one of the grade speeches because Vina and I were having a fight and I was trying to make it better. Boy, that was a mistake. Yeah.
It happens.
That girl. Well, that's a whole other story.
There's one class in particular that I had in college that I skipped so frequently.
They
that
dropped I you still from the class?
No. I still passed the class with, I actually got an A in that class. But like
kids, college is bullshit.
This is just a bullshit class. But I skipped it so frequently that I still have stress dreams about it. Because I got super lucky in one of them. This is one of three classes that I had where the professor died partway through the semester. That happened. I'm not going to get into that much. But this was history class, and it was an honors history class. So the way it worked was that each student had a topic, and there were only four grades. You had two speeches to write, and then a midterm test and a final. And the speech was basically you doing the lecture that the professor normally would have done. Mm-hmm. And the tests, he told you in advance, it was just a written, like it was an essay test. And he told you in advance what the essay was going to be, the caveat being you have to provide your sources. And you had to do a one-page essay on it. So there was literally no reason to go to class, except for on test day and on your speech day. I skipped basically every day except for those days. And I just happened to go one day because I was bored. And it turned out like I went the day after we got a new professor because our professor apparently had a stroke in the middle of class.
Damn.
Yeesh.
Yeah. And he did not make it.
Oh.
Yeesh. Yeah. No, it was really unfortunate for my professor. Weird timing for me because I showed up and we had a new professor that was now taking attendance.
Huh.
Yeah.
Also, real quick, I want to throw out a congratulations to Mandy for sort of doing the challenge of post one random anime per day for 10 days. She posted all 10 in one picture.
He was like, I'll tag you in it, but you won't fucking do it. I said, no, I don't do the music one either. That's too much for me. I said, and he's bitching about who to tag. And I said, fucking tag me. I'll do one giant collage. That's half of doing it.
Well, that is so different than I remember. It wasn't nearly as angry when it happened. It was much more fun and lighthearted. Mandy's making it sound like I'm fucking over there tearing my hair out. All right.
You little baby back bitch. Just send it to me. I'll send you a collage.
I'm going to guess these. I'm going to see what I can do
half
here.
Half of them have the name in it.
Yeah, those are the ones
I'll
get. Hang
on, but let me pull it up of mine so I can
play along. I mean, there's like three you have
to
know.
I can see how many you don't know.
Okay. This is great for the people at home. Wanna play. If you want to play along, go to Mandy's Facebook. It's Mandy May Kennedy.
Or I've tagged Shannon in it. Or she tagged me. I don't need your friend requests. I'm sorry.
They won't friend request you. Don't worry. No one likes us. All right, they just like to hear us banter. Go. All right, so we got Hunter x Hunter, right?
Yep.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the easy ones out of the way. Fairy Tail, obviously. Mm-hmm. Full Metal.
Yep.
Attack on Titan.
Yep.
And then the rest of them. Your Lion April.
Yes.
I know that one.
I guessed. It's the one with the piano, right?
Yep, the bottom right.
That's the only ones that I know. I don't know the rest.
It's okay. I don't know the other ones either.
You don't know the top left? Right? Left. The top right?
Uh-uh.
That makes me sad. That's Sword Art Online.
Oh, I should have known
the
that.
The top left is Psycho Pass. The bottom left is Angel Beats, and next to it is Magi.
That's good.
Yeah, haven't watched
which
any
Magi
of those.
Has a few. There's like the Labyrinth, something else, and then there's the Adventures of Sinbad.
I mean, it's to all be fair, of your 10, I've only watched Full Metal and Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's fine.
I've watched
from the sounds of it. I've watched all of them.
Yes, you. Yes.
I've seen.
I wanted to put Gurren Lagann on there. But
oh God! Why didn't
it was,
you?
I should have just did 11 and said fuck it.
Jesse, should I tag you in this challenge so you can?
No, I won't do it.
What's what you fuckers don't do
I
things?
I tagged Mimi because she had said she wanted to do
oh,
it.
Oh, I know. She's like, I'll do it this time.
I was like, have at it.
Why do you guys hate fun?
I lose
like
track.
I don't like posting on Facebook either.
That's why I just take the previous days and copy and paste it and then change the number.
Yeah, no,
like calling like three times
I'll,
in a row.
I basically what ended up happening, I did it with the music one too. Like I'll skip 3 days and I'm like, oh, damn, I forgot I was doing that. I'll post three real quick. Or like I'll just continue from where I was going or nah, I'm just done.
I just don't like posting that much. Maybe if it was Instagram. I'd do it on Instagram, probably.
So when I was younger, the kids today, they have the Facebooks and the Instagrams. When I was younger, we didn't have anything like that.
MSN.
I remember, yeah, I had MSN Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah. I had Arcadium Refugees.
ICQ was my jam. Mm-hmm. That's how Lindsay and I met, actually.
I was on Gaia Online a lot.
Yeah, I had that too.
Oh my God, that was my favorite.
I tried to get Arcadia
on
once.
Gaia Online. Do what?
I tried Furcadia once.
Oh,
once. God. You could usually catch me hanging around the bank in Britain and Ultima Online back in those days. We only have a couple minutes left.
I want to talk about MSN now and all the amazing emoticons that were then.
Well, I was going to say for the last few, let's talk about the first animes we ever watched since we're talking about nostalgia. But let's save that for next week. Let's talk about MSN and all those
things. I just figured you wouldn't want to talk about anime because you don't watch it anymore.
But I watched it then, and that's
okay.
What it's about.
Well, then we'll
I
do watched anime next week.
I watched a lot of anime, like end of high school versus and into college. I watched a ton of anime.
Same.
And I loved it. I forget when it was that I just finally went, man, I don't like this anymore. This is doofy.
I fall out of it. Like, sometimes I'll just be like, I just want to watch real people on TV.
Yeah.
And then I get back and I'm like, damn, this is so awesome.
Because there's, I mean, like, every once in a while you'll get a new anime that's just like, holy shit, that was good.
But see, that's how I felt about 91 Days. That one was so good.
I haven't had an anime. The last anime that I watched that I actually enjoyed was House of the Dead or High School of the Dead.
Yeah.
And that wasn't great.
Usually because
Castlevania doesn't really count.
I count Castlevania. I like Castlevania, but I only like Castlevania because it's Castlevania.
It's usually when I do my yearly rewatch of Fullmetal Alchemist and I'm like back in the anime. I'm like, oh, gotta watch FMA again. It's been
but like I can't even watch old anime that I liked anymore. Like we tried to watch Sailor Moon, and like Crystal's fine because it's new and I haven't seen it.
I mean, I rewatched like most of season one when I was getting ready for the con. I just skipped to the episodes I like.
But
the
it's hard
voices
to watch
irk
it.
Me anymore.
Well, I was listening to the new dub. Which isn't
still,
much better.
I tried to watch.
That's part of why I don't like anime anymore is the anime acting is so bad.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like they're not bad voice actors. It's just that style
it's
of
the
talking.
And
yeah,
pauses.
I just can't. The best voice anime I could ever remember was Cowboy Bebop.
So good.
Because it was just like everything fit, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's next week. What's the next week?
Yes.
Talking about messengers right now.
I know.
ICQ.
ICQ is what I used.
Yeah, ICQ was my absolute favorite. And that's what I always had on, no matter what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even like
turn around and
That was actually my, I set that to my custom tone for whenever I got a Facebook message on my phone for a while, and nobody knew what the fuck it was. Oh, like one time,
too young.
Yeah, one time it went off around Shannon. Shannon was like, "Who the fuck is on ICQ?" And he was the first person. I think Pat was like, "I recognize it, but I don't know where from."
Yeah.
And he was the only other person that got close.
Oh, I loved ICQ.
I did too, because you could search for people by interest.
Yeah, I don't think I really had that. I think you said MSN and AOL.
Yeah, I love chatting back then. Like actually getting online and talking to people. I used to do that all the time. Chat rooms and stuff like that.
Oh, God. The day of the chat room.
Oh, man. Nobody does that anymore.
No.
Literally,
no.
The only people that do that now are the people you see on Catch a Predator. It's just cops and perverts at this point.
You know, chat rooms are a weird thing that I don't know why they have died like they have, but boy, have they.
I think part of the reason is because back then, I think the internet was so new.
Still new.
You had to be on the computer and it wasn't just on your phone to message whoever, whatever. Like, you had to get online. So all of your friends were on the chat, so you could talk to multiple people at one time. Now you just text people.
Yeah,
and people.
But, I mean, this was for meeting like new and different people for like your general interests.
Yeah, but again, I think it's because it was so new that people actually got on and they wanted to talk. And it's like when I used to play Ultima Online, people wanted to like interact with each other in a virtual setting because it was so new. Whereas now, if you play like an MMO like Warcraft, everyone's a dick. Everyone's like rude. I think it's the same thing. People were so, oh, this is so cool that I could talk to people from
anywhere.
Like, yeah, I had a friend in California. I had a friend in Japan who she made me a picture of me like drawing and stuff, and it was really cool. Whereas now, everyone's used to it, so everyone just gets on and trolls people and act like dicks.
Yeah,
we are heading in the wrong direction of how we talk to each other.
I mean, in fairness, The people acting like dicks are a very vocal minority. Like, most of the people that I interact with.
Very vocal.
Most people that I interact with online are fine. Because, I mean, I'll still play, like, Overwatch. Like, there you'll get the occasional dick bag, but most people are still cool.
Yeah, but that's especially in playing video games. Like, when was the last time you actually went into, like, a chat room and just talked to new people?
They're extinct.
Yeah.
You can still find them. They're still out there.
The comments on Reddit.
Yeah, I was about to say, the comments on Reddit is the closest I get.
Forum posts, places Tumblr, like that. Yeah.
And I mean, there's also like Twitch chat and shit like that, but like that's in any really populated Twitch room, there's way too many people talking for you to actually like do anything.
Steven was doing Warframe, I think he was streaming the other night, and there was a guy from like, I want to say Israel, but I'm not sure, but it was like a country way over there, and it was pretty cool, and he was chatting a lot.
Oh, yeah, when we do CCW Live, there's a guy from Australia that chimes in. He watches it via YouTube and is a fan, which is really cool.
That's
you know. Yeah, the internet's done some great things. It's also done some terrible things.
Can someone please tell Pokemon Go to stop giving me the same research that I don't want?
True.
I have deleted it 12 times during this podcast and got the exact same thing every time I spin this stupid stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get shit.
Yeah, because it keeps giving me do 5 curveballs in a row, and that ain't going to happen because I can't even get 1 curveball in a row.
Does it have to be great, or does it just have to be a curveball?
It's just a curveball.
Well, they're not that hard.
Just pass it to me. I can do a curveball. I only do curveballs.
Yeah.
I burned Lindsay so hard when we were on ICQ.
Yes.
Because this was, all right, and it's going to sound like I'm attacking Lindsay, and I'm not, because we were in high school at the time, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were young and stupid. That's where we met, was on ICQ. She lived in Pennsylvania. I lived here. And we decided that we were boyfriend and girlfriend online, because that's what you did back then.
Oh, yeah.
And, but my insecurities.
I mean, I don't like this story, like, at all.
Oh, it's in the past. It's in the past. Mm-hmm. We can laugh about it now. My insecurities were on point even back then. So I created a fake, like, bot thing, and I started messaging Lindsay. I was like, hey, what's up?
I remember you telling.
Do you have a boyfriend? Yeah. Oh, what's his name? And it was this, what was his name? Brayden?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who the fuck is Brayden?
Yeah, because it was online and zero chance of ever meeting you at the time.
Again, I'm not mad about it. I think it's funny.
Oh, you were mad about it for a long time.
Oh, I was mad. Who the fuck is
Brayden?
Who the fuck is Brayden? And I didn't talk to her for a long time because I was so pissed about it. I think it was actually in college when we started talking again.
Yep.
And then
it was like 2 years later.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, I was salty. My little internet heart got broken.
Fucking Brayden.
Yeah.
I've just been a cheater ever since.
Jesus. No, you're an alien.
Well, that too.
I've been the cheater ever since.
Really fucked him up with Brayden, Lindsay.
Yeah,
I know.
That's where it all started.
Everything that happened to me that was bad that then I happened to you was because of you, for the record.
Well, yeah, no crap.
What? Anyway. So the lesson here, kids, is don't date online. If your girlfriend you've never met and she lives 12 hours away, you're not dating her.
Different zip code.
Yeah. She is fucking someone else right now. I almost guarantee it. We got an old saying, if you're not getting it, someone else is.
So. Well, I mean, no one was getting it, but.
Oh, I was giving it to myself.
That doesn't count.
Frequently.
Does not count.
All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you for going down this trip down memory lane with us, although it's a trip Lindsay would prefer not to take, apparently.
Uh-huh.
I need you to laugh about it. Laugh about it right now.
She maybe laughed when you said, who the fuck is Brayden?
Yes, that I did laugh at.
It was when you kept going that it became uncomfortable.
That's my problem. I know
all that matters is she's looking good in her new Voltron jacket that
she got
in the mail.
Yes, that I finally freaking got 3 months later.
Yeah, it does look good, and it feels good. Mandy felt her up, would not let go of her.
I did. And really also, did. The Steelers are winning.
Woohoo!
Who are they playing?
By a lot.
The Panthers. No, Panthers just scored. 24-13 right now.
Boy, I love Christian McCaffrey.
Boy, I love Antonio Brown.
Football player.
And Juju. Yeah. Fucking goddamn you, ruining my day the other day. I won't announce it. Yeah.
Guy on the Steelers' name is Juju Smith-Schuster. His real name is John Smith.
It's just John Smith.
That is such a plain ass name.
Jesse, I'm having a good morning at work, and this motherfucker's just like, just so you know, today I learned that Juju's name is just John Smith. And I'm like, way to ruin my fucking morning. But he had Schuster to honor his stepdad, so that was really cool.
You want to flip it? Go look at see what Akon's real name is.
Whoa. Oh. Yeah, but I don't really give a shit about Akon.
You did 10 years ago. No, you didn't.
Hey, I'd
no,
see him. I saw him live 2 years ago. He was still good.
Did you really?
Yeah, for free.
I was about to say, I gave a shit about Akon for half a minute during when Lonely Island released that song.
We also were like, the fuck is Akon? And then we like went back and listened to him. And we went to, because it was the Forest Park in St. Louis has like a 4th of July festival. So for like 5 days, they have like, it's like a country night, a rock night, like a rap night. And Akon was playing there with a rapper, Kyle, that I really like. And he killed it. He like we were just like, shit.
Akon's very talented. He's a very talented guy. Yeah. He's just, he is extremely African. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. Just go look it up. It's a lot of fun. Make it a drinking game. Every time your friends fuck it up, take a drink. You will be plastered. All right. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. Give us the money so we can continue to provide you with entertainment like this, because you know you're still listening 3.5 years later.
And if you just give us $1, you get to listen to our pre-shows.
Or give us $500, and Ali Abair and Dalton Anthony will eat a caramel cod, Lady and the Tramp style, ending with a wet caramel fishy kiss.
Ooh.
On video.
Ooh, I haven't added that to
you. No. What was it? It was a
right now we have the
$1,000.
For $1,000, Allie will eat a hot dog pie
ew.
Off of Dalton's ass.
That was my reaction when I heard it
$1,000.
Neither of those options are
she
on Patreon.
She did not agree. She walked
away. I'm
sure
away. She didn't.
For $1,000, she better lick his ass.
You better lick his ass.
For $1,000, I will.
Okay.
New tier.
I'm about to go win the lottery.
$1,500, I will just straight up rim job Dalton. $1,500. Oh my God. All right, I'm not going to do the rest of the plugs. Good night.
Nobody can hear you anyway.